Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Hunt moves to second. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. There goes Singleton. The throw from Grote to Martinez, and Singleton is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a fly ball into right field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Day moves to third. It's 4-0, Expos. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 0 in the game. Humphrey takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to second. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley juggles the ball. That's an error on Fairley. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is walked intentionally. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Expos. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Fregosi moves to second. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fregosi scores. Grote moves to third. It's 4-2, Expos. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Garrett moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Rauch now pitching. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fregosi. Hunt moves to third. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Ron Woods. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fairley hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Bob Rauch. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Danny Frisella now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Day moves to second. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Humphrey is walked intentionally. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive towards third. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards the mound. Marshall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 5-3, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayshore. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Mayshore steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fairley strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Frisella covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-3 in the game. Schneck is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Humphrey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Expos. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Danny Frisella. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 4 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.